You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. The Bishop of Salford, England, John Arnold, has called for prayerful and concrete solidarity in the wake of a terror attack on the 18,000-person capacity Manchester Arena, where singer Ariana Grande had been performing Monday night for a crowd of mostly teenagers and young people. I reached Bishop Arnold by phone in the hours of Tuesday morning.
The police are releasing very little information, and that's quite right. They're carrying out their investigations. It does seem that it was one person, a suicide bomber, in the foyer of the Manchester Arena, shortly after the concert had finished, the people have talked about nuts and bolts being found around the place, which suggests a particular style of suicide bomber using those sort of materials to create damage and injury. But they haven't identified the person. They presume he died in the attack, and they've not associated him in any way with any particular organization, and we must be careful not to do that until there is good and clear evidence.
We've seen reports that 8 area hospitals were involved in treating victims of the attack. What is the Catholic presence in the healthcare system in Manchester?
They were all NHS hospitals. We're very strong on hospitals here in Manchester, there is no Catholic hospital as such, but we do have a presence in all our hospitals with chaplaincy and staff, of course. But we are aware already that among the victims there were members of the Catholic community, so we must be very attentive to their needs. But this is one of those, opportunities that Pope Francis gives us to go to the peripheries. There are people in need, in distress, traumatized, and wherever they are, we must be reaching out to help them. And also with those priorities in mind of strengthening our community cohesion in a very cosmopolitan city, because where there is a terrorist attack, it's an attack on all of us, it's an attack against peaceful coexistence and purposeful living that we need to be encouraging in our city.
We've learned, unfortunately, in the many such incidents that we have experienced over the course of the last several years, that, first of all, our first responders are very brave and very capable. They're very good at what they do, but often, almost as soon as they have a moment to breathe, they are overwhelmed with the enormities with which they are struggling. Is the chaplaincy and are the clergy of the diocese on hand to assist them?
Oh, yes. Well, again, not only in our hospitals, but also in our police force, we have Catholic chaplains. And we do have quite a network of people who are expert trained in the whole business of assisting people who have undergone traumatic experiences. So I hope that the Catholic Church will be able to play not just prayers are important, action is also important, and I think we have some expertise which will be very useful in this very difficult time.
Can you tell us how the citizenry more broadly has responded, and specifically the Catholic laity, to the incident?
Yeah, well, certainly last night the response of the public was wonderful, with people, taxi drivers just simply turning up and helping people away from the scene of the tragedy, hotels opening their doors to bring people in who were trapped in the city centre because the public transportation was not working. Lots of help. Now, I haven't identified within them where exactly who these people were, but I'm sure that there would have been Catholics among them. But our general response must be very generous. And certainly, as we put out on social media some statements this morning, they've spread very quickly around the place, and the response is very favourable that people understand this is a tragedy to which we must all respond together.
Have you had a chance to reach out to your ecumenical and interfaith partners?
We are doing that, yes. And I think there will be a joint response because we have a very good collaboration, both ecumenically and in the area of interfaith relations. We're very cosmopolitan in Manchester, but certainly faith leaders meet regularly, and there is a very good sense of a common purpose to build a good, vibrant community here. And I'm sure that we will respond. We're going to have some masses today, and others of other religious faiths will come, I'm sure, and take part in that. So, yes, we certainly there is good conversation and good purpose between faith leaders and our faith communities.
If you had a message to give not only to the local people there in Manchester, but to the national leadership at this time, what would it be?
Well, I think we have to take the tragic experiences of the last 12 hours to remind ourselves of those sorts of priorities which must be guiding us, certainly in our general election, that are to do with the sense of community, of collaboration, of that sense of security through knowing one another and working together to build a good and cohesive community together. And that's something that we must work at. We've achieved a great deal, but there is more to be done. And now we must certainly keep the victims and their families and friends much in our prayers. We must be very grateful to those who responded so well last night in the wake of this awful tragedy. And we must now be very firm and committed in looking to the future and building that cohesive community where these events will not happen.
Shock and disruption are the natural human responses to an incident such as this. Anything else would, in a certain sense, be the unusual thing. But do you have the impression that the people in Manchester are responding according to the better angels of their nature, if I could put it that way?
I think so. And our recently elected Metro Mayor, Andy Burnham, actually said that he would want to see the city getting on with what it does and the work of the day and not allowing that sort of disruption, which presumably the people or the person behind this tragedy would want to have seen. And we get on with things, but we get on with in the light now that we have victims and we have people traumatized by these events, and we've got to take care of them and help them in whatever way is necessary. But we mustn't allow our community life to be fractured by these events.
Bishop John Arnold there. He was speaking with me, Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.